Today is Wednesday, January 22nd. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died January 14th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel, died Sunday. A private memorial service will be held Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97 of Avoca Highland, died Friday at Crest Ridge Assisted Living in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Friday at noon at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church, Highland. Burial will be at St. Anthony's Cemetery, Highland, following the mass. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church or the Highland Fire Department, EMS. The McGuire-Peterson-Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family of Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca and Highland. Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville. Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a 6-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th, from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center.